Norfolk achieved a world first this week, the first twin wild grey seals ever recorded. In Norwich, a safety warning has been sent out after a number of muggings in the city centre. And people in Norfolk and Suffolk living with dementia have been given a helping hand by charity Dragons. First, though, the twin grey seals.
A DNA test in Norway has confirmed that two wild grey seals born at Horsey Gap are the first twins of their kind to be recorded in the world. It was believed that the two grey seal pups born in November were twins after members of the Friends of Horsey Seals group spotted the mother seal feeding the pair. Hair examples from the seals and blood-soaked sand from the birth site were sent by express delivery to the Institute of Marine Research Centre in Norway just after Christmas. The researchers confirmed to the Friends of Horsey Seals that the pups were the first record of wild grey seal twins in the world. Peter Ansell, chairman of the Friends of Horsey Seals, said, "It is nice to have our suspicions confirmed. We were confident from the start that they were twins, as the mother seal was with the pups, a long distance away from all the other seals. And the mother was feeding them both, which would have been very unusual if she was not their mother. The female and male pups were taken to the RSPCA Wildlife Hospital in East Winch near King's Lynn in December, where they were named R2, D2 and C3PO.
A safety warning has been sent out after a number of reported muggings in the city centre. An email about personal safety has been sent to all students at Norwich University of the Arts. It follows a knife point robbery on February the 24th, in which a man pulled a combat-style knife on two students and stole their bags. A third student, who was the victim of a similar crime in November 2014, contacted the paper after she saw the emailed warning. She said that she wanted people to be aware about what was happening to reduce the risk of somebody else falling victim to a mugger. The email was sent from a student supporter at NUA, Norwich University of the Arts, which has more than 1,600 full-time students. It reads, "There have been some recent reports of students being forced to hand over their valuables to strangers while walking home, and in some cases students have reported being threatened with violence. On the whole, Norwich is one of the safest places to live in England, but we can never rule out the threat of crime entirely. So we're asking you all to be extra vigilant when going out, especially at night." It goes on to give safety advice, urging students to stick together and plan their route home in advance, to stick to well-lit busy streets as much as possible, and to avoid taking shortcuts across parks late at night. Those planning to use a taxi or minicab should use a licensed taxi company or an authorised taxi rank, such as the ones at Norwich Railway Station, Castle Meadow, Tombland, Prince of Wales Road, Norwich Market and City Hall. The email also warns students that alcohol can make them more vulnerable and refers them to the Norfolk Police website for more details on safety advice. It also stresses that in an emergency, it's always best to call 999.
Projects supporting people with dementia in Norfolk and Suffolk have been given a helping hand by charity Dragons. The Norfolk and Suffolk Dementia Alliance and the Norfolk Community Fund, NCF, inspired by BBC show Dragon's Den, welcomed 50 businessmen and women and individuals to their bidding charity night last month. Everyone was allocated a share of the £10,000 funding pot from the Norfolk Dementia Fund to donate towards projects that caught their eye. Four groups presented and secured funding: the Community Action Norwich, Aylsham Care Trust, Wyndham Dementia Support Group, and the Wayland Partnership. Trevor Brown of the Wyndham Dementia Support Group said the funds would allow the group to open on Mondays from the 4th of April, as well as Fridays. "We are extremely grateful to all at NCF and the donors who made the event possible. It was a most enjoyable evening." When the group was first established in 2009, it provided support for four couples. The service is now accessed by more than 70 couples. Chris Bailey of Mustard TV led the bidding, which saw members of the audience allocate their share and make further pledges if a project struck a chord. At the end of the evening, the groups left with £13,000 between them. Willie Cruikshank, director of the Alliance, said, "With two-thirds of the 17,000 people living with dementia in Norfolk living in the community, the amazing charitable groups that are represented here tonight provide an essential support network for the people with dementia and their carers."